the release of this latest album, Good Company, in January this year, Chinese-Canadian indie folk musician Tennyson King continues to rapidly gather fans across the world. Good Company is based on Tennyson's experiences with group and solo travel, exploration, nature, the ocean, backpacking, relationships, and taking the time to enjoy life and embrace the moment. The award-winning musician is taking his new album on tour around Australia and will be performing tonight at the Gasoline Pony in Marrickville. We are lucky to have Tennyson King here with us this morning to talk about writing new music, touring the world, and of course, what his favourite place in Australia is. Tennyson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. I've been listening to the music all day in preparation for this interview, and it's wonderful. It's just great.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
No worries. Well, how has the Good Company tour been so far?
Oh, it's been really good. You know, I got back to Australia just about, I guess, 2.5 weeks ago now, and it's just been so nice to be back and sharing new music with new and old fans and people. So it's been great.
Yeah. And you've been to Australia a few times, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I think this is my fifth time coming to Australia and touring. So it's become a second home to me almost.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you must like it here, and we clearly like you here as well. I'm inviting you back.
Yeah. I hope they like me here. But I love coming here.
Oh, that's great. A little background, I guess. Tennyson, like, when did you start playing music?
Yeah, I mean, I started as a pretty young child playing classical piano. That was my very first introduction to music. But I was never really in love with it, you know, when I was doing classical piano. It just felt like more homework after school. But when I was a teenager, about like 18 years old, 17 years old, I picked up a guitar and started actually just playing songs that I heard on the radio and songs that I was actually listening to, and that sparked a new passion for music and writing music. So that's when it all started.
Right. And you've been keeping it up ever since, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do too much of it during my younger years. It was always kind of a hobby at first, just something I would pick up a guitar and write a little and noodle around. But after going to university in Canada and then traveling a bit and realizing that I should probably find something I'm passionate about to pursue, that's when I started to actually, you know, venture into the music world.
Right. I mean, it kind of sounds like my dabbling around with guitars right now, what you're talking about. That's kind of how I play the guitar at the moment.
Yeah.
How would you describe your music, and, you know, what influences are you drawing from when you compose your songs?
Yeah, well, Good Company was very much influenced by artists like Jack Johnson, John Mayer, and people, a Canadian artist named Bahamas, who I think is quite popular in Australia too. And just a lot of kind of music that elicits a lot of introspective thought and emotions, but it can also be very chilled and laid back, and something that you can put on and just be, you know, enjoy the music and in whatever atmosphere that you're in.
Right. I was actually thinking it makes very good summer beach music here in Australia.
Yeah.
Kick back.
Well, I mean, a lot of the songs that I wrote on this record is very, I wrote during my traveling and touring in Australia before COVID. So, and I personally love the beach and the ocean. That's one of the main reasons I started coming to Australia, was to really explore and get in touch with that part of my passion more.
Right. In 2022, you actually won the Songwriter of the Year award at the Mississauga Music Awards.
Yeah, that's very close. It's, yeah, Mississauga.
Mississauga, right.
Yeah, very close though.
You're currently nominated as well for Best New Emerging Artist of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards.
Yeah.
What's that like to win an award and be nominated for another?
You know, it's a little bit surreal. You know, I love playing music, and I don't really, you know, in my mind, when I start writing songs and putting out records and touring, I don't really have a specific goal thinking that I'm going to want to win an award for this.
Yeah.
But, you know, the recognition from my peers and the industry in Canada is amazing. And I'm so grateful for it, because it's the, you know, pursuing music is definitely not the easiest career option. So any level of confidence boosting and reassurance from other musicians and fans and industry goes a long way and really, you know, helps me keep going and helps me recognize that, okay, it is the right path that I'm on so far.
Right. I mean, yeah, that is a really positive feedback. You're like, wow, I'm doing something that people really like. I'm doing the right thing for me. Does being the award winner, like, have you noticed people in the streets, maybe in like your hometown, and be like, Tennyson King?
Probably not to that extent. Yeah, Mississauga is quite a big city, so there's a lot of people. But you know, I like a lot of people in the music industry there and Mississauga, and I do a lot of things with the music and scene in my hometown. So, you know, there's more recognition there and more connections that I've made with people. So it's definitely good.
Right. I'd also like to ask, in 2021, you actually released your first Chinese language signal, single. Not sure if the translation is correct. Is it the Progress of Life?
Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly right. There was two songs I released, actually. So one was called Xingming de Jindu, which translates in English to The Progress of Life. And then the second song, which I also released in that month too, is called Jijai, which translates to free.
Right.
Those are really great. I put them out during Asian Heritage Month in Canada, which is happens in May, which I think is also the same time as American Asian History Month. So, it was a really great experience and just important for me to get in touch with my heritage, my Chinese heritage, and really reconnect with that. And also during that period too, I mean, I don't know if it was happening here as much in Australia, but in North America, there was a lot of, anti-Asian hate and things happening because of COVID. There was a lot of, I guess, political and social turmoil within the Asian diasporas in North America that I felt also more, you know, drawn to try to speak a bit about that through music and to just let people know that that is a part of my culture as well. Because sometimes, having grown up in Canada, my heritage and ethnicity does get lost in the bigger picture of everything. Yeah.
Was there an interesting, or what was the reception like to that, to those two songs there?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, in terms of like the music industry, they loved it. Like, it got played a lot on the radio and a lot of support from radio, and a lot of people had me, not just radio, but media in general, just had me on air or featured in articles, just talking about why I was releasing in Chinese and also, you know, being a Chinese Canadian musician or a Chinese musician in Canada. So there was a lot of support with it. And I think a lot of people believed in it, which, again, I'm just so grateful for to have that.
That's awesome. We're just about out of time, Tennyson, but I'd like to say that you are playing tonight, right, at the Gasoline Pony in Marrickville.
Yes.
And I believe tickets are still available if you are interested, and you can get that at TennysonKing.com. But I have to ask, Tennyson, just like everyone does, what's your favorite place in Australia?
Well, I'm scared to not say Sydney because we're in Sydney right now. But, you know, I really... it's kind of tough. Like, I'm a big, like I said, I love the beach and the ocean. So I have a soft spot for the Sunshine Coast area.
Oh, of course.
Because the beach is just so nice. But I will say, though, anytime I come to Sydney, I always book an extra 2 or 3 days here to have off so that I can explore the city, because I love the food here and also the beach, like Bondi area, and even like North Crowcrow, like that whole, like it's beautiful in Sydney. I love coming here, so it's definitely up there.
Great answer. Well, Tennyson, thanks so much for dropping by. Hope the tour goes great. And hey, we'll be listening to your stuff for quite a while.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Chinese-Canadian indie folk musician Tennyson King speaking about his current tour of Australia in support of his latest album, Good Company.